From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. president says Mexico should pay for the wall or its president should cancel the meeting with him. Donald Trump tweeted that his Mexican counterpart, Enrique Peña Nieto, should cancel his upcoming visit to Washington if Mexico refuses to pay for a wall along the border. Trump said on Twitter the U.S. has a $60 billion trade deficit with Mexico. It has been a one-sided deal from the beginning of NAFTA with massive numbers of jobs and companies lost. If Mexico is unwilling to pay for the badly needed wall, then it would be better to cancel the upcoming meeting. In Southern California, where large sections of a barrier wall already exist, residents are saying the crossing of undocumented migrants there is a dire humanitarian concern. VOA's Ramon Taylor has more.
As the founder of Border Angels, Enrique Morones dedicates his efforts to assisting migrants along the southern border, including those who suffer from dehydration in the desert, the number one cause of death among migrants on both sides of the line.
This wall of Operation Gatekeeper from 1994 has led to the death of more than 11,000 people.
President Trump says the wall is badly needed to deter illegal immigration from Central America. But where barriers don't currently exist is largely treacherous terrain, monitored by aerial technology. The wall, if completed along 1,600 kilometers of the 3,000-kilometer-long border, is an endeavor that could cost as much as $25 billion, according to research compiled by The Washington Post. President Trump's estimates on the campaign trail were less than half that. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, San Ysidro, California.
A top aide to President Donald Trump is asserting that his critics are cherry-picking and questioning his claims of election fraud last November. Kellyanne Conway told NBC's Today Show that. This is VOA News. The new president of Gambia, Adama Barrow, is expected to return to his country Thursday from Senegal, where he's been since unrest swept Gambia, as longtime president Yahya Jammeh refused to concede the election in December. Jammeh stepped down and left the country Sunday. An impromptu welcome ceremony has been arranged for his arrival to be followed by a larger ceremony at a later date, according to a coalition spokesman. A UN official said Thursday Barrow has asked UN forces to stay in the country for 6 months. Special representative of the UN Secretary General for West Africa, Mohamed Ibn Jambas, says the UN forces were deployed to Gambia to ensure the safety of Barrow and his administration, as well as Gambian citizens. With more than a million international students studying to get a university degree in the United States, one of the challenges they face is getting approval to obtain a credit card. Banks and other lenders approve credit card requests based on a person's credit history, something a foreign student may have difficulty proving. But now there are lenders that cater to international students by looking at alternative metrics to determine a person's creditworthiness. VOA's Elizabeth Lee reports on one Silicon Valley lender with immigrant roots.
Kalpesh Kapadia, a former student from India, is the co-founder of CellScore, a lender that issues credit cards to students from abroad. For filters, CellScore looks at documents presented by the applicant, including acceptance to a school, passport, visa, and ability to pay. Kapadia said fewer than 1% of CellScore's 10,000 credit card holders are delinquent on payments.
This is a highly motivated population. Someone who comes here 10,000 miles away to make their life better through education is going to behave quite differently.
So far, students from more than 66 countries and attending 400 colleges in the U.S. have a CellScore credit card. Elizabeth Lee, VOA News, Palo Alto, California.
Mary Tyler Moore, the star of TV's beloved The Mary Tyler Moore Show, whose comic realism helped revolutionize the depiction of women on the small screen, died Wednesday at the age of 80. Moore gained fame in the 1960s as the frazzled wife Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show. In the 1970s, she created one of TV's first career woman sitcom heroines in The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Moore won 7 Emmy Awards over the years and was nominated for an Oscar for her 1980 portrayal of an affluent mother whose son is accidentally killed in Ordinary People. Serena Williams is one win away from a record 23rd Grand Slam title after setting up an all-Williams final at the Australian Open when she plays her sister Venus.
That's the latest world news from VOA.